Call to order? I forget how this works. I was gone for a month. we can start with roll call. We can start over here.
Russell, present.
Kerfman, present.
Margaret Beck.
Lewis, present.
Thoman, here.
Villanueva, present.
Burford, present.
Awesome. Do we have any public discussion of anything not on the agenda? I would doubt it from the people who are here. Okay. Awesome. So let's move on to the certificates of appropriateness, starting with 755 Oakland Avenue.
Okay, thank you. Anne Russett with Neighborhood and Development Services. This is a COA for the property at 755 Oakland Avenue. Here's a map showing the location of the property. This is the home here. It was built in 1910 as a non-contributing structure to the Longfellow Historic District. The main house has elements of both Queen Anne style and the four square. And this is an application to remove the non-significant chimney and construction of a new brick chimney at the rear. This is the photo of the chimney here, which is at the rear of the house. And here is just some photographs that show the deterioration of the chimney internally. They did have a structural person assess the chimney, and it is beyond repair. Here's just a few. I just have a few more pictures of the damage. And so these are the guidelines that are applicable. In general, historic chimneys should be preserved. In this case, it's beyond repair. Another guideline is that boxing and finishing new chimney pipes that penetrate the roof with thin brick veneer or stucco is recommended. And that's what they are proposing to do in this application here. Just for the minute taker, Carl Brown just entered the meeting. So in terms of analysis, the existing chimney is not a prominent architectural feature. It's slightly visible from the street, but it's located on the rear non-street side of the house. It's deteriorating internally. The complete demolition of the chimney is recommended by the contractor as the safest path forward for the homeowner. The existing chimney conceals venting from the furnace, so it must be boxed in per the guidelines. Finishing for new chimneys must also use thin brick veneer or stucco, which is being proposed. And the applicant will construct a new fake chimney to conceal the venting and use a rustic color for that thin brick veneer. So the staff is recommending approval of the certificate of appropriateness as presented in the application for the property at 755 Oakland Avenue. And I'll turn it back to the chair.
Cool. Do we have any commentary from the owners? Is that the next?
I think that's the next. Or questions from the commission?
Or questions from us, it turns out. This doesn't, this follows all the guidelines. It wouldn't need to be an exception for anything, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Commission?
No.
Okay. Commentary from the owners. Cool. Do we have any motions?
Villanueva moves to approve a certificate of appropriateness for the project at 755 Oakland Avenue as presented in the application.
Beck seconds.
Cool. Do we have any comment or discussion from the commission?
Seems very straightforward.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. We can take a vote. All in favor of approving the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okie doke. All right, moving on to 12, what, numbers are hard, 1224 Sheridan Avenue.
All righty, Rachel Schaefer, NDS. This is 1224 Sheridan Avenue. This is in the Longfellow Historic District. It is a contributing property to that historic district. You can see there at the bottom. This house is a side-gabled minimal traditional cottage with projecting front gables that was built in 1947. The house has a concrete block foundation, brick veneer cladding with synthetic siding in the gables, and an asphalt shingle roof. You can see here a brick chimney that extends up the west facade. On the east, a similar side gabled projection includes a secondary entrance. The main entrance has a short bracketed flat roof entry canopy and the door surrounded by fluted pilasters. The windows are 6/6 double hung sashes with the exception of the second floor windows on the gable ends, which are 1/1 vinyl replacement windows. So those are non-historic to the property. The main floor windows have projecting sills on row lock coarse brick with no visible lintel. The gable windows have aluminum coil stock over flat casing. And this isn't a picture of the garage, but typical of this architectural style, the house has very little ornamentation, and there is a garage built, which would have been, on if I faced the other way, this is the rear of the house, that was also built on the property facing the alley in 1991. It was then replaced with a smaller garage that was built in 1961. So just to sort of go over what the project is, we obviously don't look at interior work, but this is a project relating to the renovation of an attic into a primary suite. So we're looking at the ground floor or the main floor here. You can see there's the addition of some stairs up to that attic space. This is the framing of the second floor. Just click through these quickly. Again, the main floor plan. This is the floor plan of the second level being renovated, so the attic space. You can see there that there are the proposed windows. Let me get my laser pointer. So we have these windows on both side gables being replaced, and then this front window. This window replacement is the main reason that this project is coming before you today. This is on the main facade. They're replacing a vent with a new picture window, so that is why it needs approval by the commission. All of the other things I will detail today were something that we could have reviewed via minor review, so administratively approved, but since there's that one front window, it's all coming to the commission today. So again, we have this front window, the two side gable windows, and then we also have these skylights here that are being added, and then a mini split air conditioning unit going above the egress window for the bedroom there. That'll have some external components for review as well. Here are just some more wall sections of the interior space. Okay, so to start, like I said, not all of these are typically reviewed by the commission. So I'll first go over the ones that would have typically been reviewed administratively. So the first is replacing the vinyl windows that I mentioned were non-historic to the building that are on those side gables on the east and west side of the home. Those are being replaced with metal-clad wood, double-hung wood windows, which are compliant with what we typically would want to see as far as historic window replacements. So you can see there that they're matching those historic windows on the ground floor with the, 6/6 light condition there. Here is the product information. And the applicant, you can see sort of that purple comment there. The applicant has agreed to use the smallest grills that they could find just to match those historic windows as closely as possible. So here is the east gable window that will be replaced as well. This is a casement egress window, so these are required by building codes, and so it'll be a new bedroom up there. So again, that's something that we typically approve. Again, here's that egress window. You can see those mutton bars that are matching the appearance as well as the trim to the historic windows on the ground floor. Again, product information with that note about the grill bar size. Okay, so apart from those, the next component of the project is to add three new skylights with exterior aluminum cladding to the north roof plane, which is at the rear of the home, so not facing the street. The applicant is also proposing to add that mini split, so that'll be on the east side of the home, and then all of the components like the drain line and other parts of the system will be concealed inside the eastern side of the home and then run back to the northern side and down and be near the existing condensing unit. So again, something we look for, sort of concealing those as much as possible on the side of the home, not facing the street. Again, here's that product information for the skylight. And then, yes, we're here at the main proposed change that's before you tonight, and that is the replacement of the gable vent. You can sort of see it in this tiny picture up here, that vent on the front facade. They are proposing to replace that with a fixed sash metal-clad wood window on the primary elevation of the home. This window will have a four-light grid to match the existing windows on the ground floor, and that'll allow more light into the living space that they are proposing. The applicant intends to match the historic trim using flat wood stock for that window as well. So matching as closely as possible as they can to those ground floor historic windows. Again, the product information for that window. Alrighty, so as I've mentioned multiple times, those top floor gable window replacements are typically something that we approve administratively, since the commission in 2020 approved those type of window installations for minor review. So going through all of these, the windows are metal clad solid wood. They're going to be very similar to the historic appearance of the historic windows, and one of those windows is in fact required for egress. So all those conditions staff believe are met. Same thing goes for skylights. Typically that would be something that staff reviews, and looking at all of these, the skylights meet all of these conditions. So it's on a non-street facing side, they are metal and going to be colored similar to the roof. They're also low profiled and they will be between those joists. So exactly what we're typically looking for when it comes to new skylights. And then the location of the exterior units and exterior piping is also subject to review for the mini split system that I mentioned. There's not exact mini split guidelines, so we typically use the radon installation system since there's similar considerations for those external components. So again, for this project, staff recommends that typically recommends that the unit be placed on the rear of the home, which is what they're proposing. And then when it comes to the window on the main facade, that is currently in our guidelines disallowed via section 4.13. So an exception will be required to approve that new window opening. Section 4.13 recommends that the new attic openings be located in a manner compatible with the historic window pattern. The proposed window will be in the same place as that existing vent, will be relatively small and match the historic character of those historic ground floor windows. We also looked at sort of the neighboring property when it came to granting this exception. So there are several examples in the Longfellow Historic District for this style of home that actually do have that picture window in place of where you typically see a vent. So this property, 1231 Sheridan Avenue, is actually right across the street, and you can see that gable window on the front facade there. And then around the corner going north, there's also this home at 747 Oakland Avenue, where again, you can see that picture window in the upper gable in the front facade. So very similar to what's being requested by the applicants. So again, to allow for additional light into the living space, staff sees the new window as a change that will have minimal impact on the home's historic character and will be an appropriate proposal to grant an exception for. Staff recommends that the commission approve the new window on the primary elevation using an exception to the guidelines. If you find that the window replacing a front gable vent satisfies the intent of the guidelines, you may approve the project by exception or with or without an amendment to the proposal. Staff finds the exception to the guidelines for this project that it meets the intention of the guidelines and is appropriate to grant an exception for. Therefore, staff recommends approval of a certificate of appropriateness to the project at 1224 Sheridan Avenue as presented in the staff report, with an exception to allow for a window in the gable of the primary facade because the project meets the intent of the guidelines. The addition of the window in the primary facade will reflect the condition found in similar houses of the same style in the neighborhood. Any questions about me?
Burford, the egress windows, is the muntin just on the exterior side of the pane?
I don't remember, honestly. I think it's on both the exterior and the interior.
Is it put on with adhesive? So is it like a single pane that they put?
Yeah, we'd have to ask the applicant exactly what the product is.
Just curious.
Yeah. They might be able to answer that better for you.
And that new window on the front of the house,
I imagine it will open and close, so it will allow airflow as well?
I'm not sure, looking at the product information, if that's possible, but that's not something, I guess, in our guidelines that it has. But the applicant might be able to answer that for you.
Any other questions?
You said the current window that's there is not historic because it's been changed out.
The two on both the east and the west gables, so on the sides of the home, those are non-historic vinyl windows.
But the front one is?
There's no window on the front currently.
It's just a vent.
Okay. Yep. So, yeah, they'll cut a new window opening for this.
Any other questions? Okay, do we have comment from the property owner or contractor?
Hi, I'm Andy Martin. I'm the general contractor for this project. Hi. Oh, what is today?
Ninth? Tenth. Well, here we are.
Take the average.
Yeah, it's the 9.5.
So I really don't have any comment aside from answering questions. So the Munton across that divided window is pretty substantial, but it is one piece of glass, so it doesn't go through, but it is, and if I remember right, they are on the inside as well, just so that it, yeah, they are for sure, just so that it does look right on the inside too, so you don't look through the glass on the inside and see, you know, nothing there. And then that front window is fixed, so it won't open, but they envision that as like a reading nook, and it'd be nice to just have a little light in there. Mm-hmm. So. Any other questions for me?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Hold, please. Do we have a motion for anyone making a motion, I guess?
Brown, I will move that we provide a certificate of appropriateness for the project 1224 Sheridan Avenue as presented in the staff report, with an exception to allow for a window in the gable of the primary facade because the project meets the intent of the guidelines. The addition of the window in the primary facade will reflect the condition found in similar homes of the same style in the neighborhood.
Burford, second.
Commission discussion. Any comments? Preparing for you. Yeah. Okay. No discussion? Sounds good. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okie doke. Thanks so much. Okay, moving on to the report of certificates issued by the chair and the staff, starting with no material effect at 111 to 115 South Dubuque Street.
Okay, so yep, this was a certificate of no material effect for the local historic landmark that's actually in the Ped Mall for a roof repair and some repairs to the stucco on the north and west walls of the building. The next one is for replacement of a damaged chimney bricks from Spalling at 528 East College Street. And then we had a couple minor reviews. The first one is at 718 South Summit Street, and this was for the addition of two skylights, and these met the same conditions that Rachel covered in the last application that can be approved by staff. And then 815 Brown Street, this was for a window sash replacement for one window. And that concludes the minor reviews.
Sounds good. Consideration of minutes from June 12th. Do we have any addenda, changes, edits, question? Any comments about that? Okay. Does anyone want to move to approve the minutes?
Thoman moves to approve the minutes for the July 10th, 2025 meeting.
No, it's June 12th.
Oh, that's it. That's the wrong date. Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm sleepy. I'm sorry. Thoman moves to approve the minutes for the June 12th, 2025 meeting.
Be in wait with seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Sweet. Time for commission discussion on our docket today is election of a vice chair because our mighty vice chair has abandoned us. Anybody have any nominations or volunteerism? I don't know what is happening with my language today, but here we are.
And just to remind the commission, the role of the vice chair is only to fill in for Andy when he is not available at a meeting.
Right, and you've seen that it can be insane, so that's okay. And me just talking about random things and asking for help. But then also, I think the most that when I was vice chair was like, again, if Jordan wasn't here, then I got the emails that basically said, are you cool? Right, and I said, yeah. So anyone want to do that?
Did it involve meeting with Jessica ever?
At the time, no. Unless I requested it. But for the most part, I think we handled most things by email. I think that's probably the best way to go forward with that. Yeah. Cool. Well. Is there the possibility to push this vote till the next time, or do we need a vice chair?
I think we need to...
Okay.
Try to figure it out tonight.
That's cool.
I mean, I can make the meetings. I would be glad to help. I'm afraid there's no question of me taking on a bigger role in the commission, which I know sometimes happens with vice chairs. But if I would be glad to help the chair out in this way if it's useful. So,
meaning you are saying you would be the vice chair.
I'm yeah. saying I would be the vice chair.
I was like, let's use our words to be direct. I think that's fine.
Okay.
And then if there are things that you're concerned about, tell me and we can figure out how to divide that labor. But again, for the most part, I don't think it's that
okay.
that
okay.
much. The biggest thing is the awards, but that's, I mean, I'm a control freak, so that's fine anyway. So we're good.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, sure.
Do we move for that? Do we?
If someone could make a motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Russell moves that Margaret Beck be nominated for chair, a vice chair of the commission.
For chair.
It's already
said. He already said it.
Brown second.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Cool. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Does anyone want to move to adjourn? Or did we just do that?
This is like the fastest meeting we've ever had.
I was
going to
say.
I thought we moved to
it. This is like the fastest meeting we've ever had.
I think that's
correct.
We always
do move to adjourn, and I've always understood from Robert's Rules of Order that
yeah.
you don't actually have to move to adjourn.
So I just
you
get to,
as the chair can just
I get to just unilaterally iron fist it. Okay.
That's my understanding.
Then we are adjourning.
Right. Hey. Cool. Thank you.